Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 of the morning now, 7:45. Time for three big things.
Three.
Alabama legislature passes toughest abortion law in the nation. Doctors could get 99 years in prison.
Two.
Man and woman arrested for the murder of a man after a man's body found in RV in South Wichita.
One.
Wichita police lieutenant suspended after firing two shots at a woman who police say pointed a gun at him. No one injured. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got some heavy traffic this morning on Kellogg eastbound. And this is around the West Street area. Again, that's pretty close to the West Street area. Again, that's Kellogg eastbound right there at West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a high around 88 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 63. Thursday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 86. Now a partly cloudy sky. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour and 58 degrees. How are trade tariffs affecting the U.S.? The Baxter Money Minute.
There's a lot of talk lately about the trade wars. The tariffs are definitely having an impact on our economy, but China is really the one that's going to get hammered here. Last year, we exported $180 billion in goods and services to China, which is 0.9% of our GDP. Meanwhile, China exported $559 billion to the U.S., which is 4.6% of their economy. So we have an enormous economic leverage that they simply can't match. So try to look at the bright side. As extended U.S.-China trade battle means U.S. companies will shift supply chains out of China and towards places like Singapore, Vietnam, Mexico, or made in the USA. If that happens, the Chinese economy is hurt for decades.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on KNSS. Hey, the Steve and Ted poll question. How much vacation time do you expect to take this summer? 2 weeks or more, 19% say 2 weeks or more. None, 24%. One in four, not going to get any time off. And another one in four, less than a week, 27% there. 1 to 2 weeks, 30%. Steve and Ted poll question, as always, on our webpage, knssradio.com. New information today about dementia.
This is House Call for Health. The numbers are scary. 50 million people around the world are affected by dementia, and that number is expected to triple by 2050. But those grim statistics from the World Health Organization also come with a silver lining. There are things you can do to reduce your risk of dementia. In a review of various research, the WHO says there's a strong connection between dementia and certain lifestyle factors. They include smoking, excessive drinking, unhealthy diet, and failing to get enough exercise. Researchers say people on the Mediterranean diet seem to be at a significantly lower risk. Doctors often tell their patients it's more important for their physical health to quit smoking, drink less, eat well, and be more physically active. One British doctor says this WHO research tends to prove what's good for your heart is also good for your brain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Ted, the former state office building in downtown Wichita in the news recently, and of course at one time that was a Macy's store, right?
And the Innes building.
And the Innes building. Macy's today putting up its sixth consecutive quarter of rising comparable store sales, thanks in part to another doubling of online sales. There you go, online. Revenue, $5.5 billion. First quarter profit of $136.44 a share. So Macy's doing well, and a lot of their business apparently is coming from online, where you can see the see the stuff there, even though you can't go into the store here in Wichita anymore.
That's where the marketplace
is. It certainly is. Stocks clawed higher in afternoon trading Tuesday, regained some of the ground they lost in a rout a day earlier, brought on by anxiety over worsening trade relations between the U.S. and China. Technology stocks and banks led the market higher. Qualcomm and Cisco rose. Disney rose after announcing a deal with Comcast to take full control of Hulu, Amazon, Mattel, and other companies that cater to consumers, also ticked higher. Utilities lagged the market. The Dow closed up 207 points. The S&P up 22. The NASDAQ closed up 87 points. We had a busy day at the Wichita City Council yesterday, and editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning to talk about that. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Wichita City Council voting Tuesday to move forward with a pair of downtown projects. Council approved a memorandum of understanding with developer Sudatokola's Douglas Market Development LLC. Tokola owns five buildings, and she plans a $75 million medical school associated campus. It would include student housing, a 119-room hotel, and a culinary school. The council also approved issuing up to $4 million in industrial revenue bonds for the creation of a downtown innovation hub and makerspace. The facility would be called Groover Labs and be located in the former Printers, Inc. building at 3rd and St. Francis. It's a project being led by the Gridley Family Foundation. And a reminder, 40 Under 40 announcements continue today. We're on day three of four announcements for the 40 Under 40 class of 2019. The Wichita Business Journal will recognize these young professionals at a dinner in July. They were chosen for their career achievements and their involvement in the community. WBJ has been presenting the 40 Under 40 Awards since 1998. All of them can be seen at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Guess I wasn't aware that a culinary school is part of all that development down there. So
right.
People
That's,
can learn.
Apparently
to,
in the plans, yeah.
Learn how to cook and do the things that we have the restaurant business. Good support for that. That's
right.
Going to be, that's just, that. I'm, of course, it's not all done yet, not even started, but that's an exciting place for me to think about down there, Douglas and Broadway. For so many years, we saw the Macy's store was there, and
right.
My wife worked at Business Specialist there on the corner for a number of years. It's a neat place, and you get to walk over from the parking garage over into that building, so... Yeah, there's some exciting stuff going on down there, Bill. Really
is. Yeah, of course, KU Med folks aren't particularly happy about a medical school going in downtown. They'd rather have the investment in the KU Med school, but that's a lot of activity in the downtown area,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Throw in that, of course, they have delayed voting on the new people coming into the Gander Mountain. They delayed that yesterday, but there's several hundred jobs coming into the day. I'll tell you what, it's an exciting time. Then we got the ballpark coming online next year. Wow.
Right.
All right. Well, just for a second here, because I know how you are with media and like all of us, I'll bet you were a Tim Conway fan, weren't you?
Oh, big time.
Man, can that guy.
Big time. Some of the timing things that he did with comedy. And
he can make me. I've been looking at some of the last couple of months. I've been seeing some of his old videos in Yahoo. And I'll tell you what. Now, some of those things they did are just amazing. The guy would pull something on
classics.
The Carol Burnett show, and Harvey Korman and Carol and all of them, they just couldn't control themselves. And he probably just, you know, pulled that out of some, who knows, just something he may not even have planned. But that thing where he does the dentist's deal and gives himself, I guess Harvey Korman had no idea he was going to do any of that. He deadened his arm and he deadened his leg. That is hilarious stuff. Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember when he was on McHale's Navy before the Carol Burnett
A little
show?
Bit, yeah. I do remember that.
Of course, that was, who was that, Ted? Who's the star of that?
Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a great cast there. Had, and our buddy Carl Ballantyne was in that, too. He's a funny guy. But, we're going to miss that Tim Conway. That's a very, very funny man. Today is Peace Officers Memorial Day, flying those flags at half staff all across the country. As we remember the police officers killed on the line of duty, and I know that over the years as a news person here in town, you've gotten to know a good many police officers and sheriff's officers and so forth, and we salute them and the great work that they do with Police Memorial Day today across the
state. Remember Kevin Easter and folks like him who gave all, and we've got that memorial there outside of City Hall at Central and Main.
Do you know Frank Garofalo?
You bet.
Okay. Do you know his son was murdered? He was a police officer. I remember that was back in, I think, 1980. So, yeah, we've had our losses over the years. So
you bet.
We salute them today and remember them. Okay, thanks, guys. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We'll have the latest on Alabama's legislature passing the nation's toughest abortion law. Of course, Ted Woodward has sports.
Yep, shocks in baseball action, trying to get a road win again last night. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news.
Yes, we will reflect on the death of Tim Conway, and we'll get you some other entertainment news coming your way at 8:35 this morning.
Traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.